Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Anin, welcome to Traditional Medicine. And this is about my own experiences with traditional medicine and what I was taught and what I've developed myself learning the traditional plants and putting them together to feel healthy and balanced. And when my friends become ill or my family, I can help them out. So today I'd like to talk about some personal stories. And I say thank you to Great Spirit and to Mother Earth and our ancestors. Let's start with my favorite oil from our ancestors' teachings. I bet you already know. I gave cedar oil to a little girl while she was up for part of the summer swimming and playing in Leech Lake. She happened to have eczema and dry patches of skin on her face. We applied the cedar oil directly to her skin in the areas of concern, and within a day, her face was clear and the blemishes were not going to leave any traces of any scarring. She was a beautiful girl, beautiful dark skin. And just their simple oil, cedar oil from our ancestors, helps with her eczema. The same ointment I gave to my nephew for his little dry patches on his baby face. And delicate skin. It worked wonders, better than any ointment, his mother said. She said that she'd give him medicines, Western medicines, that couldn't help clear it up, and I had given her the extra strength cedar oil. And that worked wonderful, and she uses it to this day. I used extra strength cedar on a girlfriend, and she had inflamed arthritis on her fingers, and she called to say that she had relief and that the swelling had gone down in her fingers and to thank me for that knowledge. I've used garlic poultice on my stepfather's large mole on his arm. We just crush up a little garlic, add it with water, and we place it inside a Band-Aid on his mole, and within a week it was gone, as well as another female who had a mole on her leg. We did the same thing. Our ancestors have given us gifts of knowledge that has kept our people healthy for generations. I have many friends with achy, inflamed joints and sore muscles from work, repetitive stress injuries, accidents, everyday living. I created a muscle and joint salve from our ancestors' medicinal plants of peppermint, wintergreen, goldenrod, and cedar, and basil. And actually, I make a couple different kinds, but with grand results. They loved the salve and found relief. To know our ancestors' traditions of using the medicinal plants Mother Earth has given us has been a great benefit for myself and my family and friends. I am very thankful every day for all I have and the knowledge that has been given to me to share with you. Oh yes, as some of my favorite tonics to make are anti-wrinkling creams and oils and poultice. The plants, sage, cedar, and I also had vitamin E added for my personal eye wrinkle oil, and I love that, love it. I use it under my makeup, and I use it during the day. And men, you can use this too. It's actually great for any skin ailments, for assisting the body in healing. As you can see, I enjoy knowledge of our traditional plants, and more so find excitement and joy in making the teas, compresses, tonics, poultice, salves, and decoctions. As we have chatted about on earlier programs, you can harvest your own plants with respect to Mother Earth and make your own creations of traditional healings. Another idea, I wanted to help those with inflamed joint and sore muscles to apply the salve more easily. So I combined the anti-inflammatory with the muscle relaxer. The elders in my life found this much easier to apply than grabbing two different jars and two different oils, as well as assisting with the swelling and aches and pains associated with arthritis The pain was gone and the swelling had been decreased. I really enjoy the balance I find in nature and the healing qualities of the plants that surround us every day. It's beautiful to go out into the woods and look around and see the diabetes plants, the cancer plants, the lung plants, all the body systems are within Mother Earth to find natural support. To know our traditional teachings of our ancestors of medicinal plants, you will find wonder and amazement on your next walk through the woods. Let's chat some more on a few more oils. Toothaches for my friend's babies, teething, or adults experience an abscess. Apply an oil based with cloves, bitterroot, mixed with cedar, and apply to the painful area. I made a decoction of sage, cedar rose, sweet fern, and virgin olive oil for athlete's foot, also used for chafed, dry feet. It worked wonders, although the friend that I tried it on asked me not to say his name. But what we did was we applied the poultice upon the entire foot, and then we put a hot booty on top of it and let him sit for 10 minutes. And when we took the booty off, his foot was amazing. It looked like new feet. We didn't see a lot of redding. The chafing was starting to go away and the itching was gone the next day. It was amazing. I'm still amazed, and I just love the medicinal plants, and I'm still amazed even though I use them myself and teach them myself to my friends and family and now you. I have a great friend who's a medicine man, and he is wonderful to spend a day with, chatting over remedies, exchanging ideas and stories. There's so many ways our ancestors kept their bodies healthy. Dancing, singing, healthy foods and medicinal plants, prayer and spirituality. And today with our program, we share our knowledge given to us by our ancestors, our dreams, our medicine people. Knowledge given by our Creator, so you can learn and share this knowledge with others for future generations and keep our traditions alive, to continue to use our knowledge and balance with the medicinal plants from our forests, prairies, lakes, streams, swamps, mountains, valleys, and our own backyard in the gardens. In the topic of our ailments with this. And fibromyalgia is a pain, is often accompanied by anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, and insomnia. This collection of symptoms make fibromyalgia a classic example of a disorder that affects both the body and the emotions. Because herbs and natural treatments work holistically, this makes herbal treatments that much more effective for fibro. A herbal approach to treatment will include herbs that address adrenaline gland support, stress management, and pain relief, as well as emotional needs. Old-fashioned herbal remedies for fibromyalgia include cayenne, white willow, and ginger. The herbal oils and teas and aromatherapy bath recipes can help you relieve the muscle aches and pains and fatigue and the depression that are symptoms of fibromyalgia. So, and with this massage and herbal remedies, in decreasing your stress, increasing a healthy diet, decreasing sugar and caffeine, there's a lot of things that we can do, and we're going to have a full topic on this fibromyalgia on another day. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.